So, Charles, I think it's time for a film review, really. I'm thinking if you can do that for us now and then lead us onto a link where the listeners can tell us if they've seen it as well.
Yeah. If you've seen Iron Man 3 and you'd like to get in touch with your views, then please do. But Iron Man 3 is one of the films you can see at the moment, one of the big blockbusters. Star Trek 2 has just come out. Is Iron Man your sort of thing, Dan?
Not really.
You could say no. No. Lauren?
I saw Avengers.
Okay, yeah, that's fair
it's
enough.
It's got Iron Man in it.
Yeah, so this film follows on from the events of Avengers that happened at the end of Avengers. And the premise is relatively... I mean, if you've seen the other two Iron Man films, you kind of know the premise. Tony Stark, played by Robert Downey Jr., is this playboy billionaire philanthropist, I think he describes himself as. And he builds this incredible suit of armour, which means he can be Iron Man in spare time, basically. And the USA... But the film picks up with the USA experiencing a sort of series of terror attacks with explosions kind of going on. And behind it is this shadowy figure of evil called the Mandarin, played by Ben Kingsley. And also, meanwhile, going on in the background, this other character, Aldrich Killian, played by Guy Pearce, who's a genius himself, who was spurned by Tony Stark quite some years ago. He's kind of back on the scene and looking for some investment, different things like that. Meanwhile, Tony Stark is trying to come to terms with the events that happened at the end of the Avengers. I'm going to desperately try and not give those events away, because the Avengers is a very good film. So I went to see it last night, and I suppose I should tell you what I thought of it. It is absolutely 100% fine. It's okay. If you like Iron Man, if you've seen the first two, then you know what you're going to get, and you're going to go along and you're going to enjoy it.
But what about Ben Kingsley? It's amazing.
Well, yes. The best thing in it is Ben Kingsley. He's really enjoying himself. he's having a great time, and his role, there's a plot twist. That happens in it. If you can't see it coming, then you need to take a long, hard look at yourself, to be honest with you, and decide whether or not cinema is for you. But that's not really a problem, because...
But that's the Hollywood style, isn't it?
Well, that's right, and it's not really meant to be a kind of high-octane thriller. It's just kind of meant to be a lot of fun. And these films now are the big blockbusters of their age. They're the new kind of thing. They're the big vehicle for all the main stars, and they get a lot of money thrown at them. And Avengers was fantastic. Avengers is one of the best films of last year.
So watch that.
Yeah, you should see Avengers. It's very good. I think the thing about Avengers was that they had each of these superhero characters in it, and it meant that you kind of watch one of them, and then you move to the other one, and you kind of move to the other one, and then the next one, and it kind of happened before you got bored with that one. It kind of kept it fresh. You moved from the Hulk to Iron Man to Thor to Captain America, etc. And that kind of worked. It meant that you stopped kind of questioning the plausibility of it, and you stopped getting annoyed. Because I actually don't really like Tony Stark that much. I find him very annoying. He's very witty. There are some cracking one-liners in this film. The writing is fantastic, as it is in the other two films. And Robert Downey Jr. and Gwyneth Paltrow, a lot of their scenes are unscripted, and the banter they have between them, you can see it. It is very funny, and some of the things he comes out with are brilliant.
How's Gwyneth Paltrow in it?
She's okay. I mean, yeah, she's fine.
She's a fine actress, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, I think she sort of does these films on autopilot, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think she just turns up, reads the lines, and then goes home again, and it's fine, and it's great fun for her. I think everybody's having fun, Ben Kingsley particularly.
Yeah.
But there is a point with Iron Man where you know at some point you're going to get two guys in metal hitting each other, and for me that's when it gets boring. There's probably about a half hour, 40 minutes of the film where Tony Stark isn't Iron Man for quite a long time of it, and he's kind of suffering with these sort of anxiety attacks and what have you, kind of following on off the back of what happened at the end of the Avengers film. And that's interesting. It's quite an interesting thing, because he's very cocky and self-confident all of the time, but now he's kind of anxious and he doesn't know what to do with himself. And there's a kind of 30-minute segment which takes place in a kind of small town in a backwater of America, and that whole segment is brilliant. It's very good. It's very well put together. It's quite heartwarming. It's very funny, and Tony Stark kind of on the edge, not really knowing which way he's going to go. That's interesting. But as I say, with Iron Man, you are going to get robots hitting each other at some point, and that becomes a bit tedious.
You'd think that was most people's favourite bit of the Superman film when people fight.
Yeah, well, you'd think so. For me, it's more interesting. The characters are more interesting, and the dialogue is very funny, and that kind of thing about Tony Stark's self-confident character being eroded a bit, that's interesting.
Does it compare to his character in Sherlock Holmes then?
Yeah, a little bit. You kind of know what you're going to get with Robert Downey Jr. He does this shtick where he's kind of
he's a bit cheeky, you know, chappy.
He does that quick dialogue. If you don't listen hard, you might miss the joke, if you know what I mean. And he's good. He is really good at it. But I'm kind of a bit tired of it now, if you know what I mean. He's been in Iron Man 1, 2, The Avengers, and now Iron Man 3.
So don't expect Charles Dennett reviewing Iron Man 4.
Well, I'll review it if they make one. I don't know if they'll bother making one. I don't know. As I say, they make a lot of money, these films, the Marvel films. And Avengers, of course, was hugely successful.
Isn't Samuel L. Jackson due to be in some of these?
He was in Avengers, and he kind of plays Nick Fury, who, if you know anything about Marvel Comics, is this kind of S.H.I.E.L.D. He runs S.H.I.E.L.D., which is the kind of overarching organisation that kind of puts together all the superheroes.
So he's a goodie?
Yeah, he is a goodie. Yeah, he is. But as I say, it's okay. There's a really good segment of the film where you kind of think about this compromised character of Tony Stark. But other than that, it's all right. I mean, it was worth my entrance fee. That's the litmus test, isn't it?
So give us the Charles Dennett 5-star rating.
Okay, well, I would give it a good 3 stars. Okay. It's good fun. See it in 2D, not in 3D.
Yeah, I've heard someone felt a bit sick watching it in 3D.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was...
If you want more... Oh, yeah, I should say, if you want more film reviews, you should listen to episode 2 on Sundays with Forrest. And also, if you've got opinions, if you disagree with me, you're allowed to. get in touch. I'd love to hear what other people think of the film.
Cheers, Charles. Let's play some more music.